Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. Hey, 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 how are my best girlfriends? Hi, everybody. I am in a fucking mood today. I am recording from WTF Media Studios, as you know, a Black-owned studio located in upscale Soho, New York. I don't fucking fit in here. I can tell you that right now. You know who does fit in? My Birkin. Okay? She fucking fits in here. She is joining us today. She won't be talking. Some know her as Celeste. I like to call her Miss B. But I have a very different type of episode for you guys this week, and I will explain why. But before that, I'm going to talk about myself because it's my fucking show and I'm in the mood and I know everyone is dying for an update. I don't have too many updates, actually, which is rare for me, which means my life is going very, very well. It's when I come in here with 50 updates that you guys should be worried about my mental health. I don't have too many. The only thing is this has actually happened twice now. My God. I was brushing my hair and I just put dry shampoo in it. And I was looking in the mirror and I was like, holy fuck, I have a gray hair. Abuela Sophia, you can all fucking just start calling me that. At 30, that's what you are. You're a fucking grandma. But it ended up just being the dry shampoo. Thank God.
And oh my God, I just got that.
No, but I was freaking the fuck out. Not that I should, because aging is natural and healthy and it happens to everyone and we should embrace it and love it. I just didn't think it was going to come that soon and be that scary. Okay, it took me aback. Then, if you guys are watching me on YouTube, I am wearing silver hoops right now. And again, was looking in the mirror, playing with my hair. I saw something silver, and then I knew for a fucking fact I'm starting to get gray hair. Nope, it was this silver hoop earring underneath my hair. So I'm losing my fucking mind. I feel like I'm under attack. Gray hairs fucking everywhere. They're gonna pop out at any moment. But that's turning 30, you guys. That's the real fear, is the gray hair. And I understand people like start getting gray hair at any age, you know? Some people get it in high school, I've heard. And you can always dye it, so it doesn't fucking matter. And you know what? Just to make a statement, I'm gonna rock it. When I start getting gray hair, I'm gonna rock every single strand of that hair when I'm 80 years old, because I'm not doing that right now. The only other update I have is I went to a dinner the other day and it was the most awkward dinner of my entire life. I said something that I shouldn't have. And hear me out, it is very hard to make me feel uncomfortable, right? Like to sit at a dinner table and feel awkward, that rarely happens to me. Like if there's awkward silence, I either don't care or I just start running my mouth. Hi, hence why I have a fucking podcast. But we were ordering food and somehow we started talking about octopus, okay? Because a bunch of people ordered the octopus appetizer. It's like octopus with aioli, whatever, who gives a fuck? I am not vegan by any means, but I try. I could try harder, but I really do try. I dated a vegan for 4 years. I, you know, will buy Beyond Meat. I will buy everything non-dairy. Yeah, non-dairy, almond milk, like any cheese. It's all going to be vegan. I will have a steak here and there. I will eat chicken. What I will not eat is octopus. I just like, I love to contradict myself about 79 times in a row. I'll have it, I don't know, 2 to 3 times a year if it's the freshest shit ever right off the beach and I saw it being caught and I made out with it and I saw them chop it up in front of me, okay? Ooh, I'm sure vegans love to hear that little image. But if you've seen My Octopus Teacher, okay, the documentary on Netflix, if you can eat an octopus after that, should I be saying octopus or octopi? Octopussy? I have a really hard time eating it. Anyways, I'm sure you guys would love me to talk about the Octopus Teacher Netflix movie, but I'm not going to put you through that. They're the smartest things in the world, and I try not to. And I brought it up, and it started just kind of this debate where some men at the table primarily were saying, you know, that's such bullshit. We were put on this earth to eat animals. And oh my God, one guy tried to say, it was already dead. So me not eating it isn't going to help the situation. I mean, guys, brain cells, let's use our brain cells. I don't have that many, but I have more than that. If you don't eat it, then they don't have as much of a need to provide it. And so they stop catching as much. Like, hi. Okay, this podcast is not about fucking animal rights and veganism and octopus, okay? What it's about is this heated conversation. And it wasn't heated yet. It was fun, but we were kind of debating, but there were no hard feelings. And then I asked a question that I will never, ever, ever, as long as I live, ask again at a dinner table, ever. I asked the guy who was fighting me the hardest if he believed in global warming. Okay? He lost his fucking shit. He lost his mind. His response to that was, I am a Republican. I voted for Trump. We're not going there. I'm not going there. Am I crazy? I mean, this is like politics aside. Am I crazy? I didn't know asking about global warming was me asking who you voted for. I don't understand. Like, that's just, it's a scientific thing. And I asked a question about it. I didn't know that I was basically being like, hi, who did you vote for? No, I asked if you believed in global warming. The whole table went dead silent. It was so fucking awkward. Moral of the story is, don't ever ask someone if they believe in global warming unless you want to spice shit up. You know, in case you're bored at dinner, then you can. But enough about me, you guys. I'm going to make this episode about you. It's time to take care of the sleuths. It's time to take care of you. And the reason this episode is going to be very different is I actually did an episode like this once before, probably close to 2 years ago. That's how long it's been. And I only did it once, never to do it again. It was a dark time. And basically what it was, people are like, what kind of terrifying, depressing episode are we about to do? No, this is going to be the best shit ever because I'm in a completely different headspace. And I was like, how can I engage with the sleuths and my listeners? And I decided to have you guys call in questions so we could engage with one another. So that's what we're going to do. I think part of the reason it was so hard is because I was going through a hard time, but also I decided to be the one to go through all of the voicemails and listen to all of the calls. And because I was in such a fucked up headspace, it was like for every 100 super sweet, supportive, great calls, that one vicious, horrible, rude call just like fucking destroyed me. Okay. Now, the new Sophia with her sidekick, Miss B, you can't destroy this bitch. You can't come for me. I have been through hell. I've been dragged through the mud. Sticks and stones may break my bones and words will never fucking hurt me, okay? However, did I listen to this batch of calls? Absolutely not. I did have my team do it. So I have not heard these before, which makes it 100 times more scary, but also way more exciting. And if you guys know anything about my team, they fucking hate me and I don't trust them. So we're in for a real fucking treat. The only one that I know that we're going to play, I'm going to play it right now. This is one that I played on that episode that always stuck with me. It's the SLU anthem. Please brace your ears, your hearts, and your minds. Okay? Yomi, play the call.
Hey, Sophia, I wrote a theme song for the show. Sophia with an F, yeah, baby. Sophia with an F, we are the flute. Yeah. My name is Brianna. Love you.
Sophia with an F. Guys, Brianna, you are a fucking goddess and I need you to come on the show. And if you have like any other songs you want to throw my way, I mean, am I allowed to turn that shit into a remix? I need to, absolutely. So I had to bring that song back from the one episode. It's fucking incredible. I'm making it my ring back tone. But with that, let's get into all of your calls, okay? Hit me with the first one. Let's go.
Hi, Sophia. I hope you had a good 30th birthday. I just wanted to let you know that your brother DM'd me on Instagram. I'm a potential, is it sister-in-law? Sister-in-law? So maybe give me a follow or something. Okay.
You know what? This would be the first call that I get. This would be the first fucking call that I get. Yeah, this one just kind of threw me for a loop. I wasn't expecting this one to be the first one. I was kind of expecting more like advice, you know. Lucas, if you're listening, which I know he doesn't because he's very rude, but I love him to death. You know what? Actually, fuck Lucas. Love you. But to this girl, I need to know how my brother slid in. That's what I need to fucking know. Because as his older sister, okay, and his only sibling, he better have slid in with some fucking game. Because if he slid in with just like a, hey, what's up? Oh my God, or something sexual, I could see him doing that. Don't tell me what he said because I will throw up, but I could see him doing that. Whatever he did, I need to fucking know. I mean, he's 18. Also, I would just like to point out, and let's keep this on the DL, I'm pretty sure he has a girlfriend right now. So that just put his shit on blast. Do we think that this girl that wrote in, this listener, was a fan of the show before she met my brother or after?
I'm thinking before.
Okay. So honestly, my brother owes me a lot because I'm out here getting him bitches left and right.
Period.
He's using me. But also, is this girl using him for clout? Which is completely fine. I'm sure he doesn't care as long as, you know, you guys are going to hook up or whatever. I'm sure clout is completely fine. But either way, girl, I am down to follow you. Once you're closer to my sister-in-law, I don't know the situation. I will ask my brother. Okay, let's listen to our next caller.
Hi, Sophia. I love you and I love the show. And I respond to all of your Insta stories like they're meant for me, even though you actually like never respond or open them. It's totally fine.
Shady.
I will continue to do that. I just wanted to give everyone a little life hack. This was when I was a former crazy bitch. Yeah, so one time, my ex-boyfriend, he was my boyfriend at the time, we shared locations with each other, and he told me that he was at this guy's house, like, watching a game or something, and I, like, always had such a bad feeling about this one girl, and I found that out because he was, like, liking her Insta pics. Like, he didn't mention her, nothing like that. I didn't see, like, them texting. So anyway, so he's at this guy's house, and I just had a weird feeling. So I Googled the address, and I think I went to, like, Zillow or Realtor.com or something. I went
Love
to, like,
me some Zillow.
A realtor website that had the house listed, and I was able to figure out the last name of whoever owns the house and match it to her last name. It was her parents' house. So he was hooking up with her at her parents' house and lying about it.
Oh, she forgot her badge.
If you ever want to catch someone and you see their address or wherever they are, their location is at a random house, figure out who owns the house. Love you. Goodbye.
What the fuck did I just hear? She pulled her badge the fuck out. This girl is... I will never, ever, ever not respond to your DM for as long as I live. You are... This is fucking brilliant. Brill, capital B. Holy shit. So let me understand this correctly. She shared locations with her boyfriend. And she had a bad feeling about this girl because he was liking her pictures on Instagram.
But you know what she said? Had a bad feeling about the girl, but not about him.
You know what? Thank you for fucking pointing that out. Had a bad feeling about the girl, but not about him. You should have a bad feeling about the guy for liking her picture. The fuck? Right? She doesn't even know anything about this girl.
She's single. And
right.
Mingle.
As far as you know, your boyfriend is telling this girl that, like, you died yesterday and your funeral is tomorrow just so we can get her pussy. You can't be mad at the girl like that. You got to be mad at your boyfriend. Absolutely. However, you're fucking smart. That's a smart move. So if you're sharing locations and he tells you he's at fucking, I don't know, friend's house, hospital, grandma's house, at the park, you look it up, you type that shit into Zillow, you see who owns the house, and then you can potentially link up the names and figure out who the fuck lives there. And it was this girl's parents' house. All she needed to know was the girl's last name. Oh my God.
In conclusion, don't put your last name on your Instagram.
Yes. Everyone, I love how we're like, don't be shady, but be shady. Take your last name off your Instagram so you never get caught. Right?
Right.
That's actually really fucking smart, you guys. If you're out here being shady and just sliding into DMs like my brother, take the last name off.
Does he have his last name on in his Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not anymore. Not anymore. Not after I heard these past two calls. But, I mean, this is fucking crazy. Who knew Zillow could be used for more than just looking up how much a house costs and deciding if you want to go there or not? I love this. It's like, instead of doing what I used to do back in the day and do a drive-by and just see if there's a weird car there or try and, like, peek in a window, you can do this from the comfort of your own home.
Period.
Glass of wine, laptop in your lap, like, you don't give a fuck. This is, we're making strides and we are progressing, you know, as a culture and as a society. This is fucking great. And you know what's even cooler is my mom does do real estate, and so she has access to the MLS. And if you don't know what the MLS is, you don't need to know. But basically, I can see all the details for everybody, the owner, the fucking exact address, when they bought the house, how much it is. There's probably other shit in there. And I would be lying if I said I did not have my mom look up my ex on the MLS to confirm that he wasn't a serial killer and actually owned his home. True story. I can talk about that a different time. Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's five floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or a treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. All right. Next caller.
Hey, yo, I got a question. As someone who literally paid to travel around the world and talk about relationship, sex, advice, and whatever, from your personal experience or just from your point of view, do you feel like the hookup culture is universal all around, or is there really a distinct difference between, let's say, living in the Bay Area, living in New York, or like in Italy? Is there anything really different, or for the most part, is the same thing? Guys still try to hook up with girls, and girls try to fuck guys for money, stuff like that. I don't know. That's just my question. Thank you.
Okay. I love me a male caller. We fucking love that shit. I can't answer your question until I do a little back up. Did he say I get paid to travel?
That's what I heard.
What does that mean to you? How would you interpret that?
He's a sloop.
Like tag my sponsor shit in Dubai shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm getting, people are shitting on my chest for $1,000. My sponsor's like on the yacht. Okay. Well, that's not what I do, but I do a version of it. I do not get paid to travel, okay? What I get paid to do is work and me trying to like not get into the hierarchy of hoeing, which if you guys listen to Horrible Decisions, you have heard that term before, best podcast ever. The hierarchy of hoeing. I don't judge girls who get paid to go on trips. I would say my situation's a little bit different. I've only had boyfriends pay for my trips. Okay? Is that the same shit? Miss V has, I think, absolutely paid to go on a trip. I mean, look at her. 1,000%. But anyways, yes, I wanted to clarify. I don't get paid to travel in that way. Not that there's anything wrong with it. Then there was another thing that stuck out to me is your definition of hookup culture. Men wanting to fuck girls and girls wanting to fuck guys for money. Why did we add the for money for the girls? That didn't really make sense to me. I mean, when I think hookup culture, it means casual sex is embraced, one night stands are embraced without an emotional attachment. Like, you guys don't need to be attached to each other. It's fucking casual. That's what hookup culture is. So I don't know where girls fucking guys for money came into, but To your question, is hookup culture the same everywhere in the world? Short answer is yes. There obviously are exceptions. Any place that is extremely conservative, but for the most part, hookup culture is everywhere, okay? You mentioned the Bay Area, New York, and Italy. I have lived in both New York and the Bay Area. I've traveled to Italy. But actually, I have really close friends in Italy that talk to me about like the dating scene there. And everyone is all about the hookup culture in those places. And they're down to do it casually, okay? I think I answered that question. I'm pretty sure I did. But, oh, quickly. Oh my God. Tangent after tangent. Just bear with me. There are just certain countries where the men are sexier, okay? Italy is absolutely one of them. And I think because of that, they are very much into the casual sex hookup culture. And they're also just a lot more romantic about it. Like, they're shady as fuck. They're shady as fuck. And I know that firsthand, okay? My mom's from Argentina. One of my best friends dated this guy from Argentina. And she said, I will never date a guy from Argentina ever again. They are so shady and evil. But the generalizations I do, not all of them, just some of them. But they like to woo their women. And they'll do whatever it takes to get you. But then they'll fucking cheat on you. Is it that much different from the States? I don't fucking know. Anyways, let's get the next call in.
Hi, Sophia, you little slurp queen. I love you so much. I just wanted to call in and basically tell you that. And say hi. My name is Ellie. My kid is in the car and he just heard me say slurp queen. But it's okay because he doesn't talk yet, so. Anyways, I love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.
So she just called in to say hi and call me a slurp queen.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm extremely flattered. I don't know if I've never been called a slurp queen before. I hope what she means is I give a mean blowjob. What I hope she doesn't mean is the few instances where I've sucked a dick and thrown up on it and then slurped it back up. Because I have talked about that recently. Girl, it better be the former and not the latter, but I love Slurp Queen. Also, the fact that your kid is in the car. You know how parents will play, not Puff the Magic Dragon. Is that a movie? Is that a fucking show or a book? Or like the wheels on the bus go round and round. You know, parents will play like child shit in the car, or some parents will play classical music because it's supposed to help the development of the kid's brain and make them smarter. No. This mom, kudos to you, because having your kid listen to my show and saying things like Slurp Queen around him, he is going to be, and I just made up the gender of the kid. They are going to be so much more well-equipped for the world listening to me and listening to their mama. Bottom line, okay? They're going to know how to scam men, scam women. They're going to know how to get away with cheating. They're going to know how to finesse, manipulate. If you want to adopt me, Ellie, absolutely. I would love that. I can't wait to see your kid grow up. Okay, next call.
Hey, Sophia. So a few podcasts ago or episodes ago on the podcast, you mentioned that you were taking Adderall. And I know this might be super personal, but that was a really enlightening thing for you to say. I really felt seen and that you really destigmatized ADHD and the use of medication. And I don't know if you would feel open to sharing more about, your own diagnosis with having ADHD or why you take Adderall. I was diagnosed a couple of years ago, and I'm currently not medicated for it, but it definitely was something that was kind of shameful for me, and I would just love to hear, you use your platform to kind of demystify, what's the reality of, being neurodivergent. I love you so much, and I so hope to God that this makes it on the show, or at least you talk about it in the coming podcast. Love you, bitch.
Okay, this is a really good one and very different from all the ones we just fucking had.
Right.
A little swerve. Well, first thing I want to say is, are you from Canada? Because I swear to God, I heard an about in there. I don't know. But that actually wasn't the first thing I wanted to say. Real first thing I wanted to say is it makes me so fucking happy that I was able to help you feel seen and that I helped destigmatize ADHD and taking Adderall, which is really crazy to me because I talk about things very openly and I don't realize that by talking about them so open and honestly that I do destigmatize certain things, you know? And I also sometimes don't realize what things need to be destigmatized. Because if you hang out with me and my fucking wild group, motley crew of friends, if Adderall is brought up, no one bats an eyelash, you know? If a mental disorder is brought up, no one bats an eyelash. But I understand that a lot of people don't, you know, surround themselves or just not in a group of people that are maybe as liberated or as understanding and what have you. So that is really the best compliment I could ever receive. And I'm so happy I was able to do that for you. I do try to destigmatize as much as I can, though, whether it's conversations surrounding sex, mental health, what have you. I do really, really try because the reality is these things exist and we all have our shit and, you know, surrounding those things with shame or whatever else, it's not helping anybody. It's fucking bullshit and I don't give a fuck and I'm done with it. Also, again, I happen to hang out with a fabulous group of people who think Adderall is a fucking Tic Tac. That is not to say Adderall should be taken as that. It can be very fucking dangerous. And I'm going to tell my journey with Adderall right now. So the first time I took Adderall, I think I was like junior in high school, something like that. Maybe it was Vyvanse, whatever, same shit. And I remember sitting in computer class and I remember listening to Kid Cudi, my arch nemesis. That's a story for another time as well. But I remember listening to Kid Cudi, Man on the Moon. And I remember the music and everything felt so fucking amazing. And I loved it. And I was like, holy shit, I want to take this shit forever. I was not prescribed it, by the way. I was just, my friend just gave it to me. I decided to try it. Then I like got over it. I moved on to really cute things like selling coke out of a drive-through window and smoking Oxycontin with some of the older girls. I was just really the best kid. I understand I said that very casual, but it is true, but I grew out of it. Maybe there were like one or two times in college I took Adderall for a college exam. And then that was it. And then I saw a doctor and she did this test and she prescribed me Adderall. By the way, both my mom and my brother are prescribed it. Well, they were diagnosed with ADHD. I don't know if they take their medication, but I'm going to preface this by saying ADHD is 100% absolutely without a doubt a real thing. What I'm saying is I don't feel that I have ADHD. I really don't. And yeah, my doctor thought I did. But sometimes you know better than your doctor, and that's the fucking truth. But I got the prescription, I started taking it just kind of like on and off for years, and then I really like started to ramp it up the past 3 to 4 years when I started having to work 60, 70 hours a week, okay? And then I started to realize like, oh, this is kind of not that fun and it's not working as well. And then you want a higher dose and da 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 da. So then I stopped taking it for a while. And now I'm in a much better place taking it. But I can't say that the way I take Adderall is the healthiest thing in the whole world. And I think what I mean by that is there has been some kind of dependency that's developed on it. I don't take it every day. I don't take more than I'm supposed to, but I would be lying if there weren't multiple days where I wake up and I think to myself, I can't get through today without Adderall, or I have work to do today, I need Adderall, or I have a fucking hard workout I need to do, I need Adderall. Like, there has been some kind of dependency that's been happening, and I'm still working through it, and it's fucking hard to do. And I'm still in that journey. So if anyone has any tips, please let me know. I've gotten a lot better. I can say that. We're not looking for perfection. We're looking for progress. Okay, everyone. I've started taking pre-workout, before workout, coffee all day long. Like, I'm doing little things. I take it way less than I used to. And that's kind of been my journey with Adderall. So there you guys go. I hope my honest story about my Adderall habits helps you and helped you and helped anyone listening. If you guys are like dealing with that shit, you are not alone. If I could throw a rock outside of my window in New York, it's 80% chance it's going to hit someone who's taking Adderall, whether they're prescribed it or not. Okay? A lot of people take it. Some people need it. Some people don't. But there is no reason to feel ashamed or different for being neurodivergent, like you said. Big word. I like that word. There is no reason to feel bad about that ever, 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 ever. Okay? And as much as I joke about things, I do, it's like you do have to be aware of the dangers that come with taking prescription pills or any drug or alcohol or sex without a condom or anything else in the world. Okay, let me just stop myself before I fucking spiral out of control. Fifty high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes the competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and the brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind. next caller.
Let's get it.
Hey, Sophia, I have a question for you. I was hooking up with a guy. Okay, this is like my on and off situationship. And he starts to like nibble on my ear, I guess you would say. And I'm like, I'm into that. I like that. I go, okay, keep going.
I don't like that. I'm ticklish.
And then he turns my head and he starts going like in on my ear. Like, he is eating my ear out like a fucking pussy. He's, like, cleaning my ear out like two monkeys. And, like, it's his turn to give me a bath. And I'm, like, kind of into it. Because he's never done it before. So I'm like, okay, what is this? Like, no one's ever made out with my ear. Like, I don't know. It was okay for, like, 3 minutes. Maybe, like, 2 minutes. I don't know. And then I start to, like, I'm like, okay, this is really weird. Like, I'm pretty sure I have, like, earwax in my ear. And, like, I don't know if that's, like, his thing, if he likes the taste of it. So I'm like, all right, come back, babe. Like, yes, I, like, ripped his head over to me. And then we make out for a few minutes. And then he goes to my other ear. And he, like, starts doing the same shit. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? I've never encountered that before. And I'm just so confused why. Because, again, I'm pretty sure I have, like, a buildup of earwax. So I'm, like, not sure if that's
what
I'm into. But, yeah, I just wanted to know if you've ever experienced anything like that. Or if you would be into it. Thanks, Sophia. Love you, babe.
Love you, babe. Listen. You asked if I've dealt with this personally.
Does that make it a wet willy?
Do you get fucking swimmer's ear? Can you get swimmer's ear from that? Is there that much saliva? I mean, like, be careful.
Because she said 2 minutes. That's a long fucking time.
That's a long. And what is she supposed to do?
Right. What is she doing?
Holding his dick? Like, I don't understand. Like, okay, listen. Have I had a guy go for the ear? Yes. This is how I feel about it. Yomi's gonna yell at me because I do think in certain instances it can be hot. And the reason I'm saying that is because just recently, this guy, okay, we do freaky, crazy shit, stuff that I've never done before. And it's like one of those things where nothing is off limits, which can be really fucking fun. Mm-hmm. And he has gone for the ear and it's turned me on. Do I get ticklish? At a certain point, do I think, okay, let's move away from the ear canal, you know? But I would tell him to stop after 30 seconds probably,
yeah,
to 1 minute. He also likes it if I do it to him. Mm-hmm. So girlfriend, if you want to keep this guy around, you should absolutely do it back to him. A lot of times when a guy keeps doing something to you over and over and over and acts like really into it, sometimes that means they want you to do it back to them. Sometimes. Maybe he's fucking just crazy about ears and has like a fetish for them. You know what I was thinking about? Eating ass and eating ear.
Yeah.
Is there, like, what is the difference there? You're licking up earwax. Asshole, you're licking up some residue of what we know comes out of a butthole, okay? Mm-hmm. And she was wondering, does he like that? Like, does he like that aspect of it, the earwax, like the grime, the dirty? That's your answer. If he eats your ass, he fucking loves himself some earwax.
Right.
He wants to spread that shit on toast. He loves it. He wants the shit between your toes. You should never shower ever again for the rest of your life, girlfriend. But I sometimes wonder when guys eat ass, do they want to do it to taste a little poopy?
The way you looked at me.
Yomi?
I wasn't ready for that one.
I know you.
Hell yeah, they like it.
So
it's obviously like aesthetically pleasing for like.
Of course.
Right.
But you don't think they're secretly.
It comes with a price.
Okay, but this is the thing. It's aesthetically pleasing. They're dirty, and doing something dirty makes them horny and turns them on.
Yeah.
But does it also turn them on if they can taste a little duty? I'm literally talking about feces like I am in
kindergarten. I think it depends. I think you have to, if you eat ass, you have to be okay with that.
I know you have to be okay with it, but do they enjoy, prefer it? Like, if they could have a girl right out of the shower, because I think a guy would prefer a girl who just took a shit and not one that just got out of the shower. I'm going to do a poll. We're going to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to ask every fucking dirty ass guy I know, and I'm going to get back to you guys.
Or girl.
But
Some women love to eat ass.
Yes, they do. I mean, I've done it.
I mean, but do you love it?
It depends on the person. This is what I've realized, okay? You will start to love shit with the right person.
No pun.
Yeah, you will start to like shit with the right person. Yep, you will. And that's a fact. It's like, if you meet a guy and or a girl and the sex is fucking incredible and you guys are just pulling down each other's walls and you're trying everything, Miss B, don't get jealous, okay? You know I'm going to be doing shit with you later. You're my number one. But girl, back to your fucking question. I could just sit here for hours, you guys. Yes, I've had a guy do that to me. I think a lot of men do it. I would not be okay with it if a guy tried to do that on a first date or like the first few times hooking up. If it's later on and you guys are very comfortable and you want to try some new shit, it's like, let him live a little. Try licking his ear and see how he responds. And if it really fucking bothers you, just scream, "Oh my God, that tickles." And he'll get it. And he'll probably stop. Okay. Wow, we went from fucking licking an ear to eating ass to me going to jail for giving a blowjob. That was really fun. Okay, next caller, please.
Hey, Sophia. Love and listen to the pod all the time. I'm calling because I need some advice for sure for your fellow sleuth. I was wondering, I guess, any advice that you would give for self-sabotaging? I'm in a recent and new relationship. I'm not much of a relationship girl, but I've been dating someone for 6 months, and I feel like I just keep thinking or finding excuses to leave this guy that's just been so caring, so giving, so nice. Like, I guess just advice on that. Anything that you can give. Love your opinion. Love the pod. Thanks so much.
Self-sabotaging, my favorite pastime. I am a veteran. I'm an expert. This is the thing. What I took from that question is, I can't tell if this is self-sabotage, girlfriend, or if this is just you not liking this guy. She's saying it's her first relationship. She is thinking about leaving him, but he's so nice, so kind, so incredible.
But do you like him?
Exactly. Do you like him?
Does he eat your ass?
Does he eat your ass? Does he eat your ear? Does he eat your pussy? What is he eating? Do you like him? Are you sexually attracted to him? Do you guys have chemistry? Are there romantic feelings?
Are you having nasty sex?
Are you having the nastiest sex ever? Do you even like this guy? Do you even have feelings for him? Because if you don't have all of those other things, all you have is, oh, he's super sweet and caring and kind, then you should leave. That's number one. Number two is self-sabotage, I think, is a little bit different. Self-sabotage to me is when I like a guy and for whatever reason, I try to blow shit up. Okay, that's what self-sabotage is. I mean, I'm trying to think of an example because I fucking used to do it for a living when I was very toxic. I'm a little bit healthier now, but starting a fight for no reason. I think sometimes I'll self-sabotage because I have trust issues, you know? daddy issues probably. And I just all self-sabotage because I'm like, no, this is too good to be true, or this person's gonna abandon me at some point or what have you. At the end of the day, I really, really like this person. I just want to blow shit up. And maybe I'll pretend to leave so they chase after me. Like, that's self-sabotage. Wanting to leave is not necessarily self-sabotage, even if they're nice, basically. And I think she said this is her first relationship. Girlfriend, I think you need to maybe, like, have a few more relationships and you'll understand what you like and what types of guys you want to be with and what self-sabotage is, okay? Okay, great. Next caller.
Sophia, I hope you know when I get blacked out, I start talking like you. Like, other people have names for their alter ego, but I straight up just become you. And it's like the most bizarre thing, but I just wanted to let you know your influence, like, travels on into my blacked out state. But I love you and your show, and for I carry your love with me when I'm blacked out. But anyways, bye.
I want to hear it. Tell her to send you a DM.
I need you to DM me and send in what you sound like. I need to hear this, and we need to be best friends forever. I think that is the nicest compliment I have ever received. I mean, if someone were to text me and say, hey, thinking about you in the middle of the day, take it or leave it. This girl in a blackout state is taking me, is like, is thinking of me and taking me with her in spirit and my love and my influence in a blackout. That, I mean, that's fucking true love, girl. True love. I would die to hear how she sounds blackout with my voice. We are about to call. I don't know if this is legal or loud or if she even wants me to call, but here we go. Okay, I got to do a *67. I remember how to do this shit. I start saying her number out loud. 4-4. Okay. Oh my God. I really hope she answers. She's going to be like, what the f-? Is it *67 or *69? Hello? Hello? Hi, this is Sophia Franklin. Did you by any chance call in a voicemail?
Oh my God. I did. Oh my God, wait, what? This is like freaking me out.
No. Okay, I don't even know if this is allowed legally or what, but
yeah.
I listened to your voicemail. I was dying. I'm fucking obsessed with you. I was like crying laughing.
Oh my God, you too.
No, you're the only person I've called, and like I've never done something like this before. Yes. I wanted to ask you if you would be willing to do like an impression, like a Sophia blackout type of thing. Like whatever you do in your blackout. How do you talk like me?
Starters, I just drag out like every single word. And it is the funniest thing because people told me, they're like, you sound like Sophia Franklin. And I'm like, do I?
Dude, just right there, you sounded like it. You're like, do I?
No, and I literally, I say, like, if someone's like telling me something and I'm just like super fucked up, I'm like, listen, like, it's honestly, it's not something we need to worry about. Get your shit together because this is just fucking bullshit. Like, I'll just start rambling on. But, like, honestly, the one thing, oh, okay, this is the thing I do. Okay.
Oh my God, the amount of times I go, okay, that was insane. You, like, you literally sound exactly like me, and you just did that shit on the spot. Okay. Okay, you're coming on a podcast episode, like that's it. You are fucking,
oh my God, I say that too. I'll say that's it.
That's it. Oh my God, you're pointing. I say that all the time too. You are fucking hilarious. I am so excited I have you on the phone. I want to send you like some merch for doing that because you're the cutest.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I'm going to text you and we are going to figure something out, but that was hilarious.
Oh Oh my God. I honestly just think you're so amazing. And just, like, you're just, like, a boss bitch businesswoman. And you're just, like, I don't know. Like, you're just such a good role model for, like, so many of these young girls.
Okay, I'm literally getting emotional and want to cry. I was not expecting that. Thank you so much. That really, really means, like, the world to me. Beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much for reaching out. I saw no caller ID. I was like, is someone fucking prank calling me?
No, I knew when you answered and you didn't say shit. I'm like, okay, she knows what's up. I do the exact same thing. No, I heard your voicemail and I thought it was so funny and I loved it so much. But I love you, and you know what? I feel comfortable saying that because I fucking do.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, if I am your alter ego in your blackout, please be very, very careful because Sophia blackout hasn't happened for a while. Very scary, okay? I'm talking getting in physical altercations, all sorts of
way.
Trouble. 1,000%. You don't think I've thrown hands?
Sophia.
My Valley Girl voice saying throw hands. No, I 100% have gotten in fights before with girls. I always pull the hair, though. That's all I know how to do, is pull the hair.
Okay.
And then my friend.
That was my next question. Yeah, thanks for answering it.
That's all I know. I'm going to learn how to throw a punch. But yeah, I've fucking gotten in fights with some girls before. 1,000%. I love you, girl. That makes me so happy that I'm with you in spirit every time you get blackout. Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town and we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Last, is this the last one?
Hello? Is this Chili? Hello? Damn, I got the wrong number.
Wait, was that for real? Wait, was he asking for chili or for a Chili's? Ma'am, is this a Chili's? Please play it again, please.
Hello? Is this Chili? Hello? Damn, I got the wrong number.
I'm fucking dead. I am dead.
Why he sound like he's in his 60s?
Yeah. And why does he sound serious like he's looking for a Chili's? He sounds like he's in his 70s. And he sounds dead serious. That had to have been a prank call. That did not sound like a prank call, though. Ma'am, this is a Chili's. Welcome to Chili's. Have you ever seen that Vine?
Yeah.
Holy shit. No, this is not a Chili's, and fuck my team for throwing that one at me at the very end. Very funny. But you guys, this was really fucking fun for me. Like, the most fun I've had in a fucking while, and I wish I could do these every single day. Let me know if you loved the episode. You guys know where to find me. It's Sophie with an F, Franklin with a Y on all social media except TikTok. There is a number 0 after Sophia Franklin. I have a fucking YouTube channel that you should check out so you can see all of my reactions, okay, to these voicemails, because that's half the fun. And you get to see Miss B, okay? And maybe you get to see my camel toe when I cross my legs. It's so much fucking fun. And you guys, as always, if you could share this show with any of your friends and just spread the word in any way, shape, or form. It helps me so, so, so fucking much. And with that, I love you and I will see you next week. Bye.